الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى ما بعد. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam. As human beings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has limited and restricted and confined this entire creation to the constraints of time. Allah Himself, لا يشتمل عليه زمان. Allah is above time. Past tense, present tense, future tense. 100 years ago, now, and 100 years from now, for Allah is equal. But the rest of Allah's creation, this tick, tick, tick of the clock, this incessant, inexorable motion of day following night, that Quran encapsulates in the expressions yukawwiru layla 'ala an-nahar yughshi layla an-nahar yuliju layla fi an-nahar yuliju an-nahara fi layl. Day enters night, night enters day, day is wrapped up by night, night is wrapped up by day. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu describes this movement and motion of time as a wake up call, as a reminder. He says, أَفَلَا تَرَوْنَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدٍ وَيُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدٍ وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودٍ. He says, will you not take lesson, Ibrat? Will you not heed this, the lesson behind the motion of time? What is happening? يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدٍ. Every new thing is made old. يُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدٍ. Every distant thing is brought near. It seems only yesterday the child was born, father, mother, envisaging in their mind's eye. The day my son will graduate or get married, the day my daughter will get married, milestones that appear to be a long way away. Yet how quickly is not the passage of time? And how disloyal is not time? How disloyal is not this world? That the elderly father was imagining the day his son will get married, and yet the reality on the ground is the same elderly father is carrying the janazah of that son. يُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدٍ. Every distant thing is brought near. وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودٍ. And every promise of Allah is made a reality. What promise? What promise? The promise which Allah encapsulates in the expression of the Qur'an. وَلَكُمْ مِعَادُ يَوْمٍ لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. This verse addresses every one of us from the day we are born. That listen, insan, my banda, my slave, you have not come to live in this world, you have come to die. You are locked, you are a collection of seconds, days, weeks, months and years. And once the expiry date is reached, walakum mi'adu yawm, there is a promised time. The time of your mort, the time of your extinction, the time of your expiry, and once that comes, لا تستأخرون عنه ساعة ولا تستقدمون. Extension will be given to no one. If it was possible to get an extension, if it was possible to be victorious against time, then like the poet puts it beautifully, لو كانت الدنيا تدوم لأهلها لكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فيها مخلدا. If this world was going to grant perpetuity to anyone, if anyone was going to be victorious over time, then Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not have drunk from the cup of death. But Allah addresses His beloved. Unequivocal, unambiguous, direct address in the Quran. Innaka, verily you, my beloved, mayyit, will die. Wa innahum mayyitun, and every one of them will die. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Kullu shayin halikun illa wajha. كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ وَإِنَّا لَجَائِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا سَعِيدًا جُرُزًا. What are these verses telling us? Not only insan will die, the earth will die, the heavens will die, Allah will obliterate and destroy everything, only one Allah will remain. Allah has to become maqsood, Allah has to become matloob, and if there is any irony that is facing every one of us, my respected brothers, understand it in the light of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The important meaning of this hadith is of such great importance and such great significance that a great scholar like Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimahullah, a great muhaddith, mujahid of his time, once he compiled a book of hadith in which there were 40,000 ahadith. And then he told his students, there is one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you practice on this one hadith, it is equivalent to practicing on this 40,000 ahadith. What was that hadith? Allah's Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ni'matan. Ni'matan maghbunun feehima kathirun minan nas, as-sihhatu wal faragh. He said there are two great bounties. Ni'mat. Today when you hear the word ni'mat, sometimes you go in gush. You meet somebody, buy house things. He says, Allah's lakh lakh shukr. Businessman tells you, Allah's lakh lakh shukr. What it means? It means the money is pouring in. We understand that to be a ni'mat. Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying there are two ni'mats. But what is the problem? He said, majority of my ummah will only realize the value when it is too late. They will only acknowledge this after it is too late, after they've lost it. Kathirun minan nas. He said, majority will only realize what a great wealth this was when it is too late to maximize the potential of it. What are these two ni'mats? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, as-sihhatu wal-faragh. Health which Allah has given you, and time. Free time. Free time, this tick, tick, tick of the clock. How many qasams and oaths Allah doesn't take on time and aspects of time. Wal fajr, by the oath of the daybreak. Wal subhi idha tanaffas, by the oath of the dawn as it takes a breath. Wal layli idha yasr, by the oath of the night as it passes the day. Wal layli idha yaghsha, by the oath of the night as its darkness envelops. Wal nahari idha tajalla, by the oath of the day as it lights up. Wal asr, by the oath of time itself. Not only time or aspects of time, but those portents of Allah's creation that bring time into existence. And by which time is measured, Allah takes qasam and oath on them also. Wa shamsi wa duhaha, wal qamari idha talaha, wal najmi idha hawa, by the oath of the sun, by the oath of the moon, by the oath of the stars. So many qasams, khalika kainat, Allah is taking. Why? To conscientize you and I. Like we say in Urdu, hame jinjorne ke liye, hame jagane ke liye, to wake us up. That by your gold and silver and diamonds and jewelry sets are valuable. But khabardar, khabardar, heed. More valuable than that is time. You can find a safety deposit box, you can find a bank vault, you can put your jewelry. You want to hide from the receiver, put your excess cash underneath the mattress. You lose a job today, you'll get another job tomorrow. Some investment goes off, you can do another investment tomorrow. But which safety deposit box and which bank vault are you going to use to lock up time? This tick, 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 tick of the clock. Time is that creation of Allah whose very movement defies logic. You sit in a car, you press the accelerator, it goes forward. Aeroplane moves forward. Anything, you apply energy, it moves forward. The problem, my respected brothers, that you and I are facing is we think time is also moving forward. Time is not moving forward. You are not gaining time, you are losing time. Hasan Basri, rahimahullah, describes it like this. He says, Al-Mawtu ma'kudun binawasikum wa dunya tutwa mi waraikum. He says, mort and death has caught you by your forelocks. And your life, your time, dunya tutwa mi waraikum. Like a block of ice relentlessly melting in the glare of the sunlight, the seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months and years of our lives are slipping away. And we are going closer and closer to the 2 foot by 4 foot hole in the ground. We have forgotten it, it has not forgotten us. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, every day that qabr of yours is calling out, anabaytu dud, anabaytu dhulma, anabaytu al-wahda, anabaytu al-wahsha. I am the home of insects, I am the home of loneliness, I am the home of fear, I am the home of darkness. Don't be deceived by the ringing of coins of this world. Don't be deceived by constantly setting the dunya targets further and further and further away. Don't be deceived by the rat race and relentless cycle of this dunya. Don't be deceived by the music of the places of merriment and laughter and enjoyment. Visit the graveyard. Read the plaques on the grave. Go to the homes of those whose beloved janazah has occurred. Hear their sobs, hear their cries, and take heed. Take heed, take heed. This life is slipping away. Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, two ni'mats. Majority of my ummah will be oblivious of its value until it is too late. Once the health is gone, it's not coming back. And once time, free time particularly, is gone, this is that ni'mat that is not coming back. The tragedy that is facing us, my respected brothers, is that today we have become that blind waladdallin amin jamaat, who behind the people of batil, it makes absolutely no sense, but we blindly follow them. They have told us that the milestones by which the movement of time are measured are in fact a cause of celebration. So they tell you every anniversary you must celebrate. Every birthday you must celebrate. Every new year you must celebrate. What are you celebrating? Someone loses 100,000 and he has a party. You ask him, bhai, what are you celebrating? He says, I lost 100,000. So what will you ask him? Have you lost your marbles? You're celebrating a loss. A birthday is not a gain, it's a loss. New year is not a gain, it's a loss. Many of us might be wondering, it's not December. Our new year is not December. Our new year is Muharram. And we are an ummah that has received a rich heritage. Our calendar starts with what? With this wake-up call, with this reminder that is encapsulated in the verse of the Quran where Allah says, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. What is the purpose of this life? Whether your bank balance is 5, 6, or 7 zeros, whether you live in a palace or a hut, whether you are a king or a pauper, whether you have a line of degrees to your name or are unlettered, by the qasam of my Allah, none of these things are the yardstick by which failure or loss is measured or the object of this life. The object of this life is one thing and one thing only. Find Allah. Find Allah. Let this heart connect with Allah. Let this heart brim over with the love of Allah. Then whether you live in a packed hut or a palace, or whether you had 7 zeros or no zeros to your bank balance, whether you are a millionaire, a billionaire, or a pauper, will count for nothing. Find Allah and you have found everything. Lose Allah and you have lost everything. This time is an amanat. This time is a trust. This time is a wealth more valuable than your gold and silver and diamonds. And Allah has given you this time to find Him. Allah says, you want to find me. You want Allah's qurb. You want Allah's closeness. There is a raz. There is a secret. What is it? Hatta tunfiqu mimma tuhibbun. Neither is my jannah cheap, nor am I cheap. There is a price to pay. Ibrahim bin Adham, one day he went to use the public toilet. Somebody was standing there. They said, you have to pay a few rupees. He started crying. So his students said, Hazrat, kyun rote hai? Why are you crying? Few rupees they're asking for. He says, this toilet is the home of najasat and filth and shayateen. I can't enter here for free. Allah's jannat, how am I going to enter for free? Ye soda muft mein nahi milta hai, bhai. This is not a cheap price. You want Allah, you want jannat, what does Allah say? Lan tanalul birr. You will never get the true closeness of Allah. You will never find Allah. Hatta tunfiqu mimma tuhibbun. Until you do not sacrifice that which is beloved to you. Allah wants you to show that Allah is more valuable to you too. Ibrahim alayhi salam, what was he asked? Pass the knife over the neck of your son. Allah didn't take the life. Allah didn't need it. Allah wanted to see the willingness. This verse, when it came down, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he says, ذَكَرْتُ مَا عَتَانِ اللَّهِ. I started thinking. Allah says, you want me? Give up that which is beloved to you. فَلَمْ أَجِدْ شَيْئًا أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ مُرْجَانَ جَارِيَةً لِي رُومِيَّ. He said, of all my possessions, there was nothing more beloved to me than Murjana. The word Murjana means red ruby, referring to a Roman princess, beautiful woman that had come into the possession of Abdullah bin Umar. He said, I love nothing in this world more than this woman, of my possessions. So what does he do? He not only frees Murjana, he gets Murjana married to his student Nafia. Such is the love that he has for this woman that the child that was the result of that union between Murjana and Nafia, Abdullah bin Umar would lift the child up, would breathe in the scent of the child, because it would remind him of the lingering pangs of emotion and love that he had for the mother. All this given up. Why? Allah says, you want me? Sacrifice. New year has come. Many of us might be wondering, what is the year? 1441. When you look at the calendar, what it says? 1441. And then after that, what is the abbreviation? Unfortunately today, people use abbreviations to keep things short. As an ummah, we are so much into rituals that in the abbreviation, the sabak and lesson also is lost. It was the khilafat of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The need was felt. Islam has spread far and wide. We need a calendar. What must our calendar start with? Every year in Muharram, what must this ummah be reminded about? What was so significant and so pivotal in the history of Islam that that one event is worthy of being the point by which this calendar starts? Many rise opinions were given. Some said Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the birth of Rasulullah. Logically, no problem with it being that the calendar should have started from the birth of Rasulullah. Some said Fateh Badr, conquest of Badr. Some said Fateh Makkah, conquest of Makkah. But what was the turning point? This ummah, Allah says, Millata Abikum Ibrahim. A father cries for more than 60 years, not an ordinary father, Khalilullah. That personality who Quran refers to as an ummah. 60 years, time is running out, I'm cutting it short. 60 years of crying, Allah gives him a son. And then what does Allah say? Ibrahim, make hijrat. Hijrat. What is hijrat? Literally we translated migration. In Islam, in Shariat, what is hijrat? Gar chorna. Biwi bacha chorna. Mahbubat, marghubat chorna. Qurban karna Allah ke liye. To give up your home, give up your family, give up that which is beloved to you for the sake of Allah. Ibrahim, make hijrat from Philistine, destination unknown. Take the young wife. He had elder wives, no, Sara and Umm Madian, no, take the young wife. Take the newborn child that was the result of 60 years of dua. Make hijrat. Who is the guide? Jibreel. What is the destination? Wadin ghayri dhi zara. A land without vegetation. No water, no livelihood, no vegetation. Black arid mountains in every direction. Jabal Kaaba, Jabal Marwa, Jabal Safa, Jabal Abi Qubais, Jabal Umar, or whatever name it had at that time. Not a blade of grass, not a drop of water, not a single inhabitant. Leave the young wife, leave the newborn child and go back. Not hijrat, like today, you asked to go for 40 days in 4 months, no. Hijrat e mu'abbad, leave them forever. What this must have done to Ibrahim alayhi salam, how hard this was. Like I said, time is limited. But sabak, lesson, Hajar holds on to his kurta, begging, sobbing, crying. This was a death sentence. What have I done? Have I hurt you? Have I angered you? Why are you abandoning me? Right up till Quday, 3 or 4 kilometers outside Makkah, finally dawns on her. This is a Nabi. He won't just leave me like that. Allahu amaraka bihada. Ibrahim, has Allah ordered you with this? Is this Allah's command? This ummah is being reminded. When that bank document is in front of you, when you decide you want to put music in your businesses, when you advertise financial packages in the name of Islam, when your weddings are a mockery of what is Islam, when in your dressing and your home, the culture which you are bringing about is a devastation of the qurbani and sacrifice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Each time, what is your answer? Society expects it from me. Masturat are demanding it. Other people are looking. At that time, ask yourself this question that our mother was asked, Allahu amaraka bi'adha, what is Allah's command? Give preference to Allah's command and Allah will make a desert into a garden for you. When he said, yes, this is Allah's command, idhan layudhi'an Allah, Allah will never abandon me. Imagine. Nowadays we're so worried about power outages. What happens to our masturat at night when the lights go? How must that night of Makkah have been spent by Hajar? Pitch darkness. There was no hut, no home to go to. And the next day when the sun dropped its curtains and the ground became tepid, boiling hot, where she placed the child? She had to hold the child in her hand. She couldn't place the child on that boiling sand. Finally, she reached the end of the tether. Food runs out. Water runs out. Safa, Marwa, Safa, Marwa. 7 times. Not 7 times because of some reason. 7 times because that was all the sakat that she had. Reaches finally the 7th time. One last gasp. Look. I will die here. He will die there. Couldn't bear for him to die in front of her. Sees an apparition. Starts running. Spurt of life again. Zamzam. Allah brings the barakat and thamarat of the entire world, my respected brothers. When you want to put a small building, you put a small foundation. When you are putting a huge building, there is a big foundation. Allah made hijrat and sacrificed this entire family, separated them. Foundation was being laid for what? For the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. An ummah of hijrat. That is why when Umar radiallahu anhu asked this question, rise were given. Turns to Ali radiallahu anhu, what is your opinion? Where should this calendar start? He says, hijrat. Hijrat. 11th year of Nubuwat. Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in a little valley on the side of Jamaratul Uqba, the big shaitan. Persecution, hardship, torture. Being meted out against him and his companions on an unprecedented scale. Late one night, he sees 6 youngsters. Abul Haytham bin Tayhan, Ubadah bin Samit, Saad bin Rabi, As'ad bin Zurara, Abdullah bin Rawaha, and Haritha bin Nu'man from Yathrib, which later came to be known as Medina. I have a message. They look at one another. The Jews of Medina told us the last prophet is coming from them. Maybe they made a mistake. Maybe this is the last prophet. Let's hear his message. 2 rukus are read of Surah Ibrahim. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ جَعَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنًا. Specifically, Rasulullah s.a.w. reads this. Verses which describe the hijrat of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Because what is happening now, the seed of hijrat is going to be planted. On the acceptance of these 6 from Medina, the road to hijrat will open. The road to Islam will open. The road to Hidayat will open. So these 2 verses, these 2 rukus are read. When he reaches the verse, هَذَا بَلَاغٌ لِلنَّاسِ وَلِيُنذَرُوا بِهِ وَلِيَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا هُوَ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ وَلِيَذَّكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Their hearts are melted. Every one of them accepts Islam. Give us the command. He says, go back. Persecution carries on in Makkah. But the heart of the Nabi is light. People of Yathrib are coming. People of Yathrib are coming. Next year, 12 came. 5 that were came the first year. And another 7. 13th year, 72 came. 70 men, 2 women. Late at night, an oath of allegiance is being taken on the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now the door to hijrat will open. Bara bin Ma'arur stands up. Ya Rasulullah, on what are we taking this oath of allegiance? We've run out of time, but listen with the ears of Iman. Take the sabak. Take the sabak of Muharram. Take the sabak of hijrat. Take the sabak of our calendar. Revisit where we came from. Which we are the produce of which garden? Tuti'unani fil manshati wal makra. وتمنعوني وتنفقون علي في العسر واليسر وتأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتجاهدون في سبيل الله ولا يخافون في الله لومة لائم. Mistake bet on what? That you will obey Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in ease and in adversity. You will protect the Nabi of Allah like you protect your own family. You will spend where Allah and His Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam want you to spend, in wealth and in poverty. You will enjoin good and forbid evil and strive in the way of Allah. Hardships and difficulty will come. You will bear this with sabr and with perseverance. Each one is ready to take the bayat. Abbas bin Nadla stands up. Ya Ahlal Khazraj, hal tadrun ala ma tubayi'una hadhal rajul? Tubayi'unahu ala kharbil ahmari wal aswadi minal nas. Fa in kuntum tarun annakum idha unhikat amwalukum musiba wa ashrafukum qatla aslamtumuhu faminal an. فهو والله خزي الدنيا والآخرة وإن كنتم ترون أنكم وافون بما دعوتموه إليه على نهكة الأموال وقتل الأشراف فخذوه فهو والله خير الدنيا والآخرة. الله أكبر. He says to the people of Medina, before you take this bayat, I want to remind you what is the ramification of what you are about to do. They were new Muslims. They had just accepted Islam, many of them. Yet he says to them, when you place your hand in the hand of this Nabi, what is going to happen? It is not a likelihood. It is not a certainty. It is not a possibility. It is an absolute certainty. When you place your hand in the hand of this Nabi, you are declaring war on the entire world. Harbil Akmar wal Aswad minan Nas. The armies of the entire world are going to march on Medina. As a result of that, your men will be slaughtered. Absolute certainty. Your women will become widows. Your children will become orphans. You will become poor. The streets of Medina will flow with your blood. I'm warning you. Understand the ramification of what you are about to do. If you're not prepared for this, don't take this bayat. Abu Haysam bin Tehan says, Dana anka ya Abbas. Abbas, stop what you are doing. Ya Rasulullah, if whatever he says happens, happens, what will Allah give us? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Allah will give you Jannah. Each one says, Ya Rasulullah, I'm ready. But one hesitation. One hesitation. What was the hesitation? Abu Haysam bin Tehan says, Ya Rasulullah, you are Allah's Nabi. Allah's help is with you. We will give the qurbani. We will give the sacrifice. Then what will happen? Thumma adharaka Allah. Then Allah's help will come. Hidayat will come. Makkah will come back. At that time, when that happens, not if it happens, when it happens, will you leave us and go back to Makkah or will you remain with us? That is all they were worried about. فَتَبَسَّمَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. He smiled. And he said, بَلِ الدَّمَ الدَّمَ وَالْهَدَمَ الْهَدَمَ أَنَا مِنْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ مِنِّي أُحَارِبْ مَنْ حَارَبْتُمْ وَأُسَالِمْ مَنْ سَالَمْتُمْ. میرا جینا تمہارے ساتھ ہے, میرا مرنا تمہارے ساتھ ہے. My living with you, my dying with you. لَوْ سَلَكَ النَّاسُ وَادِيَا وَسَلَكَتِ الْأَنصَارُ وَادِيَا لَسَلَكْتُ وَادِيَ الْأَنصَارُ. The whole world can go in one direction and the people of Medina in the other direction. I will go with the people of Medina. My living is with you, my dying is with you. When they hear this, one by one they take the bayat. The road to hijrat is open. Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab, in his khilafat, he says, hijrat is when this calendar will start. And when my Nabi was asked this question, Ayyul imani afdal, what is the pinnacle of iman? He said, al-hijra. This is not the brainchild of Nizamuddin or Raiwin. This ummah's leaving its home for deen, sacrificing for deen. The seed was planted from the time of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. This was the sunnat of every Nabi. And this was the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam. And each year in Muharram, 1441 A.H., after hijrah, you are an ummah of hijrat. You are an ummah of qurbani. You are an ummah of sacrifice. These are the lessons that we are supposed to revisit. Allah give us tawfiq.